It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Kicking things off with Billie Eilish. This is so cool. She's the youngest artist ever to be making the theme for James Bond. She is doing it with her co-writer and awesome brother Phineas. Here she is talking about it.
Well, he had to like it. If Daniel doesn't like it, they don't. You don't get the
He's
job.
Got a big say in it. We learned that from this.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So they're like, Daniel Craig has to approve it or it's a no-go. He has that kind of power. She also says that she's actually been trying to be part of the Bond soundtrack for years.
I do know that we've been wanting to make a Bond song for years. And I remember at the beginning of last year, it was like we kind of told our whole team, like, hey, if any Bond things come up, we want to be involved if we can possibly be.
I cannot wait to hear this. Billie is just doing big things and she's so young. Speaking of so young, Presley Gerber, he's the son of Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber. He's 20 years old. He just got a face tattoo that says misunderstood. Parents said to be besides themselves. They're just beside themselves. And here he is on his Instagram.
What's the meaning of the misunderstood tattoo? Is I don't feel very understood, I guess. If anyone had to say to me about this or anything else, or my family, or how I grew up, or anything, I will give you my address, I promise, and you can come say it to my face.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see the tattoo up close and personal.
I don't like when kids grew up with the Cindy Crawford empire and the tequila, you know, Randy Gerber. They're extremely successful. These are trust fund babies trying to act so hard.
To be fair,
like,
though.
Up so hard and misunderstood.
Could you imagine if you're like, hi, I'm Mackenzie Gerber. Like, I'd have a hard time taking you seriously if your last name was Gerber. Like, I would act out, too. Yeah, I would take the money, but it's like, it's Joe Goober and Mackenzie in the morning. It's like, Gerber.
Your parents are gorgeous. Your mom is a freaking, like, one of the first supermodels ever. He is a model himself. I mean, why the face? Why do you have to get a tattoo on your cheek? Everyone's like, huge, huge mistake.
Gerber.
He's been sent to a rehab-like program in the past, and his parents are very distraught, saying he's been hanging out, obviously, with the wrong people, and they're trying to get him straightened out.
Do you think that he'll regret that tattoo and get it lasered off?
1,000%. He's such a handsome dude. That was a big mistake. Moving on to Orlando Bloom talking about tats and mistakes. He was trying to get a sweet tattoo to honor his 9-year-old son, Flynn. This is a cool idea. So he wanted to get his son Flynn's name like in Morse code on his forearm, but they actually spelled it wrong and it came out as Frin, not Flynn.
Don't we know this is going to go wrong, whether it's a Chinese symbol, Morse code?
Oh, man. So he finally had it corrected and wanted fans to know that these things happen, so be extra careful when you do that. Amanda Bynes, you know how she kind of went over the deep edge? Well, she's back, baby, and she is engaged. And here she is doing interviews and was asked about that famous reference to wanting to get it on with Drake.
I was, like, saying Murder My Vagina.
Uh-huh. You were serious.
I was serious, but I was also on drugs.
I think that could be a Live the Web girl. I was serious, but I was on drugs.
Also on drugs at the time, and her fiance's name is Paul Michael, and the two met at an AA meeting. How romantic.
That's possible. My brother met his wife, actually, I believe, some kind of a meeting for recovery from drugs and alcohol. So that's
They're
possible.
Engaged, and she's back, and we wish her the very, very best.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
We like to help people out every Thursday. We call it group therapy.
This is absolutely heartbreaking. Okay, so Ashley has a real big dilemma. She knows that her uncle cheated on her aunt who just got out of remission. And she does not know what to do with the secret.
We are going to try to help that situation out next on Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now.